Chapter 7 Reunion 1 Flaherty stood at the New York FedEx door, which had been scarred by several gunshots but otherwise stood whole against them, an impassable barrier which the shitting kid had somehow passed. Lamla stood silent beside him, waiting for Flaherty's rage to exhaust itself. The others also waited, maintaining the same prudent silence. Finally, the blows Flaherty had been raining on the door began to slow. He administered one final overhand smash, and Lamla winced as blood flew from the Hume's knuckles. "What?" Flaherty asked, catching his grimace. "What? Do you have something to say?" Lamla cared not at all for the white circles around Flaherty's eyes and the hard red roses in Flaherty's cheeks. Least of all for the way Flaherty's hand had risen to the butt of the Glock automatic hanging beneath his armpit.
"No," he said. "No, Si."
"Go on, say what's on your mind, do it please you,"
Flaherty persisted. He tried to smile and produced a gruesome grin instead, the leer of a madman. Quietly, with barely a rustle, the rest pulled back.
"Others will have plenty to say. Why shouldn't you start, my collie? I lost him. Be the first to carp, you ugly motherfucker."
"I'm dead," Lamla thought. "After a life of service to the king, one unguarded expression in the presence of a man who needs a scapegoat, and I'm dead."
He looked around, verifying that none of the others would step in for him, and then said,
"Flaherty, if I've offended you in some way, I'm sure—"
"You've offended me, sure enough," Flaherty shrieked. "I'm sure I'll pay for tonight's work, but I think you'll pay for—"
There was a kind of gasp in the air around them, as if the corridor itself had inhaled sharply. Flaherty's hair and Lamla's fur rippled. Flaherty's posse of low men and vampires began to turn. Suddenly one of them, a vamp named Albrecht, shrieked and bolted forward, allowing Flaherty a view of two newcomers, men with raindrops, still fresh and dark on their jeans and boots and shirts. There was trail dusty gunner gar at their feet, and revolvers hung at their hips.